doesn't like the chumrah at all. But the chachilah, the baker, they didn't do it. Weiter. I'll give you just some highlights of this sefer over here. What do you make the, what the marder made from? So they make it, the vinegar, they make it from wood, handle, and a metal shovel. Is that what they did over there, or was it pure metal? Wood, it lets, because I'll heat so much, so it's easier to hold. But the part that touched the mouth was this metal, correct? That's the vinegar straw. That's what he calls over here as a proper vinegar. Okay, but it's important to know. I'll give you just some highlights of this sefer over here. What do you make the, what's the marder made from? So they make it, the vinegar, they make it from wood, handle, and a metal shovel. Is that what they did over there, or was it pure metal? Wood, it lets, because I'll heat so much, so it's easy to hold. But the part that touched the mouth was this metal, correct? That's the vinegar straw. That's what he calls over here as a proper vinegar. Okay, but it's important to know. There's a whole discussion, did the Vilna Gaon change the vinegar, you know, all kinds of things over here. One of the reasons for making it metal, aside from everything else, is in case that's a kasher. You can't kasher a wooden marder, your face is going to burn up. We discussed this with the Hagola. So you make it a metal shovel, so that's it. But you don't want to touch metal, it's not conducting too well. To make it wood and handle, that's something that's what they want. Wasn't that that way? Wood and metal, I think so. If I'm not mistaken. If anyone corrects me, please let me know, because I'm just giving you a recollection. I didn't see all that well myself. Now, how do you know it's fully baked? We said what? It is no, you test it, there's no strands. Or kirma panel is a crust, right? Then he says, we'll be called shkain and metal panos of yadayim, ba'ot shikhama, ba'inu nifreches, her is a simon mubuk shikhonef se yofa. That's a very big, very important yisod. He claims, and listen.
Sometimes you have to, like, the Mishnah Berurah seems to be marked here also, but like, when they check it upstairs, like it's not hot anymore, it's cool. So like, how does he know? I mean,
you can pull them off, and maybe they'll have cookies,
and maybe not,
but
it sometimes
soft.
They discard those,
they
don't
use those. They seem to be marked
here as long as it's not crumbly. So
I mean,
how do you
obviously
they're not checking when it's hot.
They're
checking
when
it's cold.
There
was a guy by the oven.
Yeah.
Throwing
something
to the side.
Yeah, what was he doing there exactly?
No, that was a private guy.
Separating
himself.
No.
Anyway.
Upstairs.
Let's go by.
No, the guy down by the oven.
He put some in.
Then he said you have to be very careful to make sure not to pull the masses out of the oven until they're completely baked. We saw that in the Rambam. You don't take it out and put it back in. That could be a real bad one.
He would throw 20 and then set them up. He wouldn't put them all in.
Okay. That's Perek Chess. Now Perek Tess in the Sefer is about the din of matzah. We're down to the last half or less. Whatever. Matzah kfula. So matzah kfula already pointed out in the Ramah's also. We're machmer not kfula. But I want to tell you a secret. It's not really chametz. It's a chashash bi'alma. We have it's a shamir chashash. Nafkamin is lemaiz. Of the kasha the kelim. According to some poskim be the yevet. You can't kasha the marnas. Just forget about it. So it's not considered to be chametz proper. The chashash rochok of chametz. No, I don't think so. What happens if two matzahs, one are on top of the other? He says, no, no good. Because the whole discussion over here, how tight they must be with each other. Take a look over here in the Shaar HaTzion. In Tav Samach Aleph, Siv Katan Mem Gimel. See the Ramah said Masach in the Skapla Betana with Dvuka Ach Ein Sholat Ba'ayish. And Mishnah Berurah said Kon Chavei Avo Be'ena Dvuka Mamish Ein Lesor. Shout out to you. Hayinu Afilu Ehem Smuchem Kol Kach. What that means exactly, but that's yourself. So this idea of kfulas, Rav Moshe, the chumash has been accepted, and you have to try to avoid it. And that's what they throw out kfulas. They throw out, I'm sure, many more than they really have to throw out, but they don't want to take any chances, so they throw them out. The chumash b'yalma. No, Chazanish writes, there's no chiyuv to check on your matzah kfulas, because kfulas are really unlikely once the matzah moved around. That's what you saw. You saw that in the, over here. Once you can move the matzah around, it's not going to fall to pieces. That's a symbol that everything's completely baked. Simen kuf chav sif kot yud zayin. Everything's in one sif kot. Two pages, but that's where two dots is one page. That's what he suggests. As we already pointed out, if it's not completely touching, if it's not completely folded over, and some of the heat of the fire can get in between the folds, then we assume it's all right. What happens, Rabbi Osai, if it folds over so much, it becomes one unit, mamish, echot, one. The post, that's also mutter. That's not a matzah kfula. That's just one big matzah. There's no fold. It became one prop. That's what he points out. Okay. We have chumras when it comes to, all kinds of chumras when it comes to, we're not going to tell you, there's so many chumras, not shy. Chumra gabi chumra. Here's the biggest kula of all, which somebody said before. No kfulas by us at all. Not to hold it out. Why? It only applies to the thick matzahs. Not that it's thin matzahs. Who said so? Shuvah Saradvaz. Shuvah Saradvaz quotes Judah. Well, the mice and the most possible disagree and say it's no good. It's no good, right? Yeah, I don't remember. I don't remember. Show me. Let's take a look. Laman Hay says so?
Wait.
That's what he says. There's no problem what we call nefucha. That's the Shari Tshuva. Maybe he says over there kful also. The Shari Tshuva, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the story. Not worried about the Fucha. What about Kfula? Kfula
is less common. Kfula is more Chashal.
Oh, really?
That's what it seems like. Kfula is a Chashash Chimas. Sorry, Kfula is a Chashash Chimas. Kfula is only a Chimas.
Could be. Anybody say it with fairness what you just said? I mean, I know it does say it. It does say over here. Don't remember. It says, anyway, you're right. It's not possible to say that. You might fool also. Quotes here from Radvaz. Radvaz says so. The Das Torah, the Masham. And the Aruch HaShulchan says so, catch this now, Halacha v'lola maisa. You know, the Aruch was afraid to go against the Minig Yisrael, even though he thought there really should be mutter. Another tzadokal in our Shilas. Okay. So you try to check the matzahs. And if it's the kfulas you try to get rid of, you know what he says? If you, after Pesach discovered kfulas, you can keep it, you can eat it. They didn't extend the chum of chav and shavu levav Pesach to matzes kfulas. The fucha we mentioned before, also there were kfulas. Okay, finally. One last thing. Skip out. We talked about Gebrok a little bit at the end. We're finished with the Fias Hamas. Gebrok, he has at the very end reasons why it should be Machmen Gebrok.
What's the reason for the Gebrok there today?
He's afraid there's a little bit of flour on the surface of the matzah, and you're going to go wet. A whole Arichas Devarim over here. I want to start to, I want to get a scholar with the parents. So let's put this aside. Maybe tomorrow I'll just mention a word about Gebroch. Just for a minute. Elo Overin. Come on. We have to start something today. It's already been 2 days. We haven't opened the parak yet. I put on my Kavas two black Gemara, a couple of selected Yishon, which are only the ones which are actually found in the Euros Forum, and the place of Russian around a little bit, to give you a general overview of what's happening. And then we're going to try to analyze it bit by bit. Let's get an overview. There's the Mishnah of Eilu Orvin V'Pesach, Kuta Chababdi, V'Shecher Amodi, V'Chobat Ha'adomi V'Zeisim Amitri. What are these things? Well, give me a two-word description of these things. No. Tarovis chametz. Tarovis chametz. Right? The tarovis chametz. Weiter.
I thought some of the rishonim that you signed has said that the first word tarovis chametz.
We just got through saying it.
No, the platform.
I haven't started reading it. V'zoman shel tzaboyim v'amelon shel tabochim v'kolon shel sofer. What's that? Chametz nukshet, as some possible call it. We'll see that later. Right. Rabbi Lez Omer Aptach Shitei Noshim. What's that? Some say, we'll see the rhyme, it's both. It's nukshet v'taruvus. Could be a difference. We'll see. I don't know. Zaklal. Kol shemi min doglan areza over v'pesa. Hare elu v'azhara v'ein bohem mishum koros. So in our mission, according to the Zakhlal, there's no curse. If you eat it, there's no curse. Says Rashi, the first Rashi is the most important. Bailo over my lamb, Bali Rob by Matsu. Bingo. It's Bali Rob by Matsu, what's in our mission. That is a big, big, big Kiddush. And the last Rashi in the mission is also important. Amen. Chorus of Im Ochlan have a lav yesh, Bal Chilas. It's a lav. We'll see, that's also very important. Tomorrow we'll explain it. Tosfos. I be able from the Pesach, Kirish HaKuntrus, Lavar Olalein, Bebal Yeroh, Bebal Yemotze. The Gamrivo, Medakbek, Miloshen Orem, the Mashma. What? Orem in Ha'ola. V'yei Nirlo Ben Atak, in the middle of this room. The Mashma, the Kol Hanach Marbina, Mikol Ma'achmetz, Lo Sochel, we have seen the Gemara. It's the Rebu of Kol Ma'achmetz, Lo Sochel. Va'afilu ba'achila lo ha've mechayev ilav de rabye k'ro. U'mihech itesi ba'yiro ba'yimotze. Ba'yiro ba'yimotze only on real chametz. Here's an extra ribuy. And it's no ba'yiro ba'yimotze. Nila ve'etam. Elu oven pirish ha'ochlin. You're not allowed to eat it. Ve'oven ha'ayna me'al ha'shulchan. Get it off the table. V'lav v'nei mechal in ava ba'yiro lek. Sir ve'etam says there's no ba'yiro on these types of Taruvis and Nukshel Chor, they're the same so far. What if I have to get rid of it or not? So, Rabbi Natan seems to say the answer is no. Just get it off the table, leave it in the closet. And Rashi says, Vayiro by Yemotze. And the Riva doesn't necessarily say it's Vayiro by Yemotze, but he does have to get rid of it from your possession. Okay. Everyone, any questions now? This is very, just basics, basics. This is a very fundamental
question.
Get it out of the world. Burn it. Throw it down the sewer. Just get rid of it. Okay. Let's open the Gemara, Rabbosai. Mem Gimel Amen Alf. Hare Elu Baz Horo. Man Tana Dechomet Dogon Goma Netarubis. Oh, here's the expression. Vinuk Sheveine. The next expression. Right? The two parallels, the first four and the last three cases of the Mishnah. Bilat. If you have a lav in these circumstances, a low sase, or elabat sora, Omer Rav Yudah, Omer Rav Rav Meir, which are Meir Shin. Rashi, very nice Rashi, Mantano. Anyone has a place in Rashi? Mantano. The Masnissin, the Isle Chomet, Dogon, Gomer, Shinis Arev, the Min Acher, the Eno, the En, Shinimoa. It's all somehow melted and mixed and blended, pulverized and liquefied. Inami chometz nukshira v'isi b'enei. It's bad. It's really some kind of artisan's working substances, right? Muzhor and alachilasa balav, the katani masdis and kuzak ababli v'shecher amadi, chomet dogon gomur. You hear me? Elish and Isari ben Aver Acher. That's the first four. V'tachshit enoshim be'enehu, abel nukshehu, ze'en oror la'achila, v'katoni ba'asara, the over alayin b'la'av. So one, who is this Tana? Ba'al Mishnah says that both by Taruvah's Chometz and by Nukshi get a la'av. Who is it? Om Rabbi Yehuda, Om Rav, Rabbi Meiri, V'tanya, Siur Yisar. What is Siur? This is a tricky word, it's a tricky place. What is Siur? So Rashi says Siur, not Sa'or. Oh no. People mix up Seer with Sa'or. What is Sa'or, by the way? What is Sa'or?
Leaven.
Leaven. People still say Sa'or is what?
Yeast.
It is yeast, but not the yeast you buy in the store.
Sourdough.
Sourdough. Zoyotem. The yeast you buy in the store is not, but nothing to do with wheat. Mutter a Pesach. I mean, they'll shoot because they don't buy it.
Can you use that with matzah meal? Make like a table or something?
I think so. It's not a thing. I don't know, maybe this is something.
It's not. I remember reading it.
Right. Could be. Wild. Okay. People will just, you know, look crazy. What is seer? Not sa'or, which is sourdough. Seer, Rashi explains, is an incomplete chimus. So the schame is called sarko. What does that mean exactly? So Rashi gives more details. Seer, pligi, b'masnis, enough mem chesem and days. Rabbi Meir, kari, seer, and shem sifu pono. What's the chesif one? I mean, it's face
blanched.
Okay, it turns a little bit white. Ule Rabbi Yehuda Avi Seir Shehischil Le Sadek Var Stokim Daka Kekane Chagov Im Echad Lekan Vechad Lekan. Ukon Rabbi Yehuda, what? That's nothing in chesif upon him. That's still matzah. What's considered to be new seer when they start developing what? Little cracks in the dough. You see how the lineup goes? Everyone has it? Huh? Put it on the board, and then you cap it. Everyone caps it? Put it on the board. Just to make it clear. How many madrei? What do we have here? We have what? Sifu
Pano.
What's that? The next one called? Kani Chagovin.
Stuff.
What's the next one called?
That's it.
No.
Cracks on
cracks. What's Rashi call that again? What
Rashi
saying?
According to Yehuda, Kipsi Fufana is nothing. This is Mutta is Matra, according to the mayor.
What should we say? Harvey stock? Yes, I'm going to say it. Let's go. What does our mayor say? What does our unit say? What does our mayor say this about?
Nuksha.
What's this called? Chametz. Of course, Chametz. According to Rabbi Yehuda, what is this?
Matzah.
Nuksha. I mean, the personal chart, I want to have it clear. Right? It's going to come up. We're male, we have you, the real, we're male, out in front of you, it makes it a little bit easier. Oh, it says Rashi right there. Abel Shechsif upon Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Matzi, who are Meir Karni Chagav, Muhammad Gomeru, Vachachi Kama. Seer Yisarek, the Osir Bahano. What does that mean? Seer the Rabbi Meir, which is a chesif upon of Yisarek for Rabbi Meir. Who seer the Rabbi Yehuda, Yisarek for Rabbi Yehuda. Everyone says it. Teach his own. Sefer the Katani, Vinos no defne kalbo. Oh, see Rashi, we didn't read the Gemara yet. Back to the Gemara, sorry. Keep your one finger in Rashi. Back to the Gemara. Ditanya, Seer Yisarek, Vinos no defne kalbo. Sorry, I'm a mutabana, steer glue. How come? See you, sorry, I've been mad, Vidos the Fekabo, the Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Yehuda. That's the bottom right box. The receiver part of it, not to go to Yehuda. Vilk will be our boy, my son, Rabbi Meir. Shamina later, Rabbi Meir, Nuksha Biene, Belav. That's what's called, what Rabbi Meir call it? The receiver part of it, it's called Seer. And you get a laugh, so Nuksha has a laugh. A Kolshkein, Chomutz, Dogen, Gomar, De Taruvis. Considered to be a Kolshkein. Back to Rashi. Save it, I'll leave it, I'll be you to come out, lay. Vasir Rabbi Meir koi, v'ochel b'avoam ha'son Rabbi Meir, k'lomel Rabbi Meir, ha'ochel l'sir zesh Rabbi Yehuda matir, ba'ano, sofik es ha'apoyim, see the pun of. Alma shamina le Rabbi Meir, the yisle choda me'ani tarti, the masnisen, the k'oma nukshu b'enei, b'la, k'gon sir the nukshu, then a royal achila, hol v'echmet k'sas, v'lo gomar, Ulahakmat is a cheras kisir kisar nabilochazi. The kama belav, yeah. The kolshken chomets gomar de tarubas, the kasar abuda de tarubas chomer minuksha bien. Bahai lav the nuksha nakla mikom achmetzlo, so chelo kori buu kidil the kamon. Rashi didn't give it a tip, a preview. How do you know that chomets nuksha does is a special rebu of what? What? Kol machmetz, it's kol as a rebu. We'll see that later on. So far, so good. Everyone with me so far? Right in the Gemara. Rab Nachman Omar, Rab Elezeri. Go and quote Rab Elezeri, our Mishnah. Ditanya is very important. Ditanya, let's tune our lines. Al Chomet, Dogon, Gomer, Onush, Koretz, Alei Ruva, Belav, the Rab Elezeri. That sounds like our Mishnah, right? So far. The Chom Omrim, Alei Chomet, Dogon, Gomer, Onush, Koretz, Alei Ruva, Belav, Klum. Woo, Belav, Klum. Below Klum? What? You can eat chocolate cake according to Chacham Bat Pesach. Rashi? Is there any Rashi? Are you a Balaam? Become Achmas Kiddel, come on. No? Shamina Leila Rabbi Lezer, the Omar Chomets, Dog and Gomer, are they Tarobes, Balaam? The Kolshken Nukshabed. Hey, guess what happened with this Kolshken story? Which way did it go? Flip. My Rav Nachman, my time, let me come you. I'm a lucky. Still, my Adkan Lo Kamar, I'm a Osim, I'm a Nuk Shebein A. I'm a Chomer's dog and Gomer, the Tarub is low. Why? Which is more Chomer according to him? Wait, Rav Nachman, why does he think of Yehuda? Rav Nachman, what did Rav Nachman say? Second sheet, which is worse? Which is worse? I thought you all know what Nuksha's worse. Nuksha's worse. So therefore, Chomet Dona Tarubas may love to be no aver. A male is only by Nuksha's us. Not Tarubas, Tarubas is more calm. For Rabbi Yudah Matan, Lama Krab Nakan Fakert, and Rada, Lama Rabbi Lezah, us, and Mela Chomet Dona Tarubas, which is according to him as what? Is more Chomet. Abel Nuksha be any low. So it's a Machlokas at Tarah Maroya, which is worse? Nuksha or Tarubas? You with me, Rabbi Osai? So let's push up shot. Now it gets to the mock. Tanya kavas de Rabbi Yehuda. Kol machmetzes lo sochelu. Le rabos kutach abavli v'tshecher rabodi v'chomas adomi v'zeisim ha-mitzvi. The first four of our mission. Yochi yonish koreis, tamad lomar, ki kol ol kol chomets v'nikrasa. Al chomets dogot gomer onish koreis, v'al eruva b'lav. You hear this? Straightforward. What does it say? There's a pasuk which teaches you, Kol Machmetzes, Taruvas Chametz, what do you get? A, there is an Aver, and B, there's no Chorus. One's Kol, and one's from Ki Kol Chametz V'Nichlus, from kind of a mute. Man Shabbos, say the Omar Alei Ruva B'Lav, who is it? Which Tana says the Beferish? Rabbi Lezer, he, right? Correct? Rabbi Lezer said that before? With me? With the Lalef is. On the end of the narrow lines. Al Chomet Dog Gomer B'Kores, Al Chomet Dog Gomer the Rabbi Lezer. Yeah. Bila Nuksha Be'nei, Lo Komar. He didn't mention Nuksha over here. Shma Mino Nuksha, Rabbi Lezer Lesley. So what do you see? Which is more Chomer? Tarubas or Nuksha? Tarubas. Who's that like? That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Yeah. Fine. Rabbi Lezer, Eruva Bilav Minole. How do you know Eruva is what? Bilav. How do you know Rabbi Lezer Taru is Bilav? Tichsiv. Komach Metz is Losov Chelu. Kol. Yochi Kor is Nabi Lechai. Tichsiv ki kol ochel mach Metz is Vindichrusso. So we should be Chayev if the word Machmetzes comes to teach you Yechayev and Taruv is Chomet, so you should be Chayev Chorus Machmetzes. Machmetzes v'nechusa. Rashi. Rabbi Lezer, Eruv v'bilav minole, the last, just the wide lines. Pshita, v'da av k'miloshin Machmetzes, v'gabi Chorus, nami Machmetzes k'siv. So, what are you doing over here? Should be Chayev Chorus too? Mar says, no. Ahu mi boyele, lechi netanya. We looked at this once before, if you remember, of Chavtes. Machmetz. Eh, lele shud is chametz melech. Machmetz. Dabar racha minayi, tamalom, akol machmetz v'nichrusa. It's a special post to teach you that became chametz in one way or another. That's what's derived from the word machmetz. Fine. Rashi explains. Ahul Machmetz the Gabi Kores Lav Le'eruvo also Elalon is Chametz Machmetz Dabarachir. So that's what's called Machmetz Vinichus Dabarachir and Taruv is Chametz. It's a separate Machmetz which is no Kores. Fine. Fetzi Gemara. Yochel the Lav Nami Lachir the Yosef. Let's say that we're going to Lav to when it's no book of a Taruv is Chametz at all. It's only from the Chametz Vidabarachir. Elatam and Elatam Kol Machmetz. We have Kol. That's how you know that Taruv is Bilav. Frank the Gemara. If that's the case, how's Nami Ksiv call what? Ki kol ochel machmetz v'nichrusa. So if I tell you, she gets correct. No. When we born in the Rabbi says, Han Noshim. Back to the women again. Noshim? What? Noshim? The Noshim Achayev in the Easter of Chometz? Ha! Pshita. We know that already. Noshim in Abiyudah Marav Nathan, Abiyudah Marav, Marav, Hamach, Hanam, Shmol, Makor, Vinish, Shuvish, Kiyas, Mikol, Mechad, Hamach, Shchush, Vakish, Vakozu, Ish to be, I think, the call on Shem, Shabbat Torah. Stop before we turn the page. The Tosis. Let's for one of these really brief, important Tosis. Man Tana Chometz Gomut by Day Taruvus Benukshim Eine Belav. Mashma Bishmaid and Dilav Nisravi Chometz Nukshim and Amalkos Afilu Isal Hoyabah. It's clear in the Sugya. We'll be at the Gomut. The Tamil, the Kamadukhun, the Chav Gimel Bar, Abzeir, Harel, Lachmi, Toda, Minat, Chometz, Minat, Matza. The Hevi, Siur, Mal. The Siur, the Mal. Idra, Mera, Mimeir, Midalaki, Alei, Chometz, Woo! The Mel, to get Malkas, Adduction. Bahash, the Minola, Edavi, Chometz, Nir, Toda. Dilma, Shani, Chometz, Vipetna, the Rabbi, Kuala, Malkas. All of it comes to Chometz, a special post to Kavuat. Of Vinichwas of Machmetz, whatever it may be, and it has nothing to do with Lachmi Tod, it makes not really Chomets. Omri, Tosav Nami Ika Shum Krol, Temarvina Meir Chomets Nuksha, it's another puzzle. Whatever it may be, and you have to look at the Psukim when it comes to Lachmi Tod. Oh, the Tanya Perkal Maravas, Ein Machmitim et Tapuchim, Tavi Chomets Nuksha, Kedemash Mosom, Hainu Lachatkhila, Abu Bediyevit Kosher, because it would be considered, perhaps, it would be considered to be regular. Regular chametz. This is the ribu over there. Same as the ribu over here. So I'll have chil. Fine. So now let's just turn the page for a minute, then we'll stop and we'll continue this tomorrow. Tomorrow says Isra. Sal gadat lachamino. Ho luksiv lo sochel olam chametz shivas yom tov olam matzis kol shishu bekum achol matzis shivas bat tov olam chametz. Vahani nashi ho il v'lesnu bekum achol matzah. Why? Why? The famous rule. What's the famous rule? Tavle wa mitzvah sasei shazman gurava. Eimu b'val tochel chometz nami lesu k'mashu. Can you imagine a havamina? We're going to eat bread on Pesach. Wow. Eimu b'hashu d'yisravelu b'val tochel chometz. Oh, I forget it. B'hashu d'yisravelu b'val tochel chometz. It's ravelu nami lachilas matzah ki rabbi el ozo. Dama b'al ozo. Noshim, this we learned many times already. Noshim chayavas b'achilas matzah d'var Torah shet ne'emar וסוח אולף חמץ וגומר. כל שיש לו בבתור חמץ, יש לו בחיר עצמא, ואני נעשי נעמי הו, ויש לו בבתור חמץ, יש לו בחום אחר מצא. את פיימס. ומה יחוזיס, תהי כל לרבוי האנושים, ומפקס אירובו. אם מפקד רבוי אירובו, אירובו, and include what? תרובס חמץ של אב קורס, and women should be part of. It's not. מסתבר קוי ואוכל מרבה אוכל. קוי ואוכל מרבה נאכולת. So about the people who are eating it, not talking about what? About things which are being eaten. Are being eaten. Yeah. Let's stop here, because I don't want to go too confused. We'll be covering the Pashup Shah so far. Pashup Shah. Finish him tomorrow. We'll try to do this in more Gemara, and then Tyson's is rushing around. Okay? Try. Two parts. As we said, the first four are what we call Tarubas Chametz, and the last three are called Chametz Nukshe. Who says so? The Farish? The Rashi doesn't tell us anything, thank you very much. However, the Rabbeinu Chananel says so explicitly. Rabbeinu Chananel says, the second white line, Hareela Ba'atzara, Bemem Shem Kores, Armina Man, Haitana, the Istay Chomet, Dalam Gomet, the Rubus Kigon, Kutach Ababli, the Chayot Tiba, the Nukshe Be'ene, Kigon, Amelan Shel Tabachin, the Zoman Shel Tabayim, the Kolon Shel Sofrin, Balaf. In other words, he divides it into four and three. The first four are Chomets, what we call Tarobas Chomets, and the second three, the last three, are what we call Chomets Nukshe. It's important to just keep that in mind. So who is the Tana who says so? So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Meiri, the Tanya. Siyo Yisorei Pinoz No Lekalbo. V'ochlo V'arbo. What a strange brisa. What a strange brisa. So before we go any further, Rashi tells us we have to know what Siyo is. So we had a chart on the board yesterday, but we never had a chance to look inside the original source, although Rashi quotes it extensively. Let's just turn to Mem Chesem Beis to see it inside. I imagine you saw it already when you're learning the Rashi, but let's just see it. Osios Machimus. Says the Mishnah in the bottom of Memchesim Advei, Siyu Yisorev, Ve'ochlo Potter, Siduk Yisorev, Ve'ochlo Chayev Kores. Ezo Siyu Kekarne Chagovim, Siduk Shinis Arba Bostokim, Zebazeh, Div Rabbi Yehuda. All this Rabbi Yehuda speaking. He had said a mouthful. Number one, he said that Siyu is Yisorev. Number two, he said Ochlo Potter. Number three, he told us what Seir is and what Seirik is. V'chachamim amrim, no, you're all wrong. Zeh v'zeh ha'ochel chayev kares. These are both called chametz gomer. Namely, of course, the Sarvus Dokum is of course chametz gomer, and even Karni Chagom is called chametz gomer. V'ezo Seir. Kol shechsif uponav ka'odam sh'amadu sa'ar osav. A different kind of a person who's scared stiff. Rashi explains. Other Shamdu Sarosim, you talk Pachad Vireses Ponav Machsifin, turns white. So there's a change in the color of the dough. Fine. So Chachamim, notice, you don't comment anything at all about what is the halacha of Seir. They just tell you what Seir is. It's a machlokes in terms of what is Seir. Is Seir the, what we call the middle stage? Remember we had that chart yesterday, that chart is important. What was the middle stage? Karni Chagovim, that is Seir Kohen Tabiuda. And according to Chacham, no, that's Chametz Gomer. What is Seir? The earliest stage. What's the earliest stage? Nu, Hichsifu Ponav. What's Hichsifu Ponav called Rabbi Yehuda? A three-letter word. Matzah. Okay, but one thing is missing. What a Chacham, Chacham is also a three-letter word, I know that. That's why I asked a good question. So now the question, what is exactly, what's the Chacham say about their version of Seir? Doesn't say. Rabbi Yehuda, about his version of Seir, we know what he says. Ha'ochlo Potter. Well, we're not sure exactly what Shul Potter means, but it certainly means Potter Mikaris, that's the status. What do Chachamim say about their version of Seir? So the Gemara explains a bit. Tana Rabbanan. Ezu Seir kol shechsiv uponav ka'odam shanu sarosam. Seir kekane chagovin. Divi Rabbi Meir. So wait a minute. Who are the Chachamim like? Hey, who are the Chachamim like? Like which Tana? Rabbi Meir? Rav Meir, exactly. The Chacham Omrim, Ezu Sir Kekane Chagavim, Sidik Shinis Arva, Stokim Zeba Zeh. Now wait a second. This Chachamim of the Braisa. Again. Ezu Sir Kekane Chagavim, Sidik Shinis Arva, Stokim Zeba Zeh. Which, who was that in the Mishnah? Who was that? Come on, who's that? Rabbi Yehuda, right? The Chacham of the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda the Mishnah. Now, here gets, it gets a little bit confusing. Mora says, v'zeh v'zeh ochel chayev koris. Wait a minute, v'anat t'nan, sir yisarav ochel apot v'zeh Rabbi Yehuda? So what do you mean chayev koris? Eimel Rabbi Meir, zeh v'zeh ochel chayev koris. What does that mean? Rabbi Meir who says that the only thing called seer is what? Ichsif upono. So everything else, the other, the later two stages, the middle stage, and the final stage, they're both chayav and chayav koris. So far everything is worked out. The only one thing is still a little bit missing, which is what's the halacha of seer according to the opinion against Rabbi Yehuda. We know Rabbi Yehuda said his piece. Seer yisarav ochel apot. That's a fact. However, the question will be, what will Rabbi Meir or anyone else along with Rabbi Yehuda, what will he say about his version of seer, whatever it may be? That's not found anywhere in the Mishnah or in the Gemara so far. Okay? So far. Good. Let's go back now to Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, where we began. So now the question is, what does the word Chametz Nukshe mean? I'm not discussing the details of the three stages, etc. But what does it mean fundamentally? What does the word nuksha mean? Translate the word nuksha in a two-letter word. Give me a two-letter word which Rashi uses to translate nuksha. This is very tricky. Two letters. Hey, where were you? We needed you yesterday. What's the word you said? Ra, correct. That's the Rashi over here. Rashi says, What is nuksha? So Rashi says, Man Tana, the Masnis and this Leif Chometz Dogon Gomer Shnei Sarav Minayachet, which we're not going to discuss today. Taruvus, Veda Ben Shnimor, Inami, Chometz Nuksha says Rashi Ra, two letter word. Nuksha means Ra, bad. Rashi Man Tana, the first Rashi in the sugi. This is it. This is the word, the definition. And the Rashi goes further. The end of the Rashi, Avol Nuksha who. The Eino Roy Lachila. So Rashi gives now a three-word expansion of the word Ra. Ra means Ra, bad. Nothing's a bad in this world. But Rashi explains what Ra means in this context. It means Eino Roy Lachila. So Rashi puts it on the table. What's called Chometz Nukshe? Chometz, which is Eino Roy Lachila. That's what Rashi says. Clear? This is what Rashi says. I want to add before we go any further. We'll discuss this by Rikas as we go. And Eina Ra'al Achila comes in two different stages, two levels of Eina Ra'al Achila. Because there are two types of creatures that can eat. Namely what? Human beings. And what else? Dogs. Now we don't say dogs. That's just the Ra'al Achila is Kelev, an expression which is used in the Gemara, probably based on the Pasuk. Because it says Ra'al Achila, right? Like Kelev Tashlichan also. Fine. So when Rashi over here says Eina Ra'al Achila, what do you think he means? And a Ra'al Achila's Adam, and a Ra'al Achila's Kelev. What do you think it means? Just give me your guess. We don't know the sugi yet. What's your educated guess? Is it Talmud Chacham, a Ben Torah? What do you guess? Correct? You guess correct. Achila's Adam. Kelev man the Charsha. It's not a Gemara written for dogs. So it's written for people. So when it says, and a Ra'al Achila, it means and a Ra'al Achila's Adam, unless otherwise specified. But wait a minute. You remember we had No. Could argue, but that's wrong. Okay. Because it could say a lot of things. Otherwise, I wouldn't have asked you. But, okay. All right. There's a slight problem. And we're going to go into it by Rikas later, at a later date, not now, but I want to just alert you to the issue now because it's going to come up subsequently. And that is, you do find in the context of the Issa Chomas of Pesach, the expression of Nifsa Machilas Kelev. You find it, we discussed this very briefly once. I think you may remember the expression. Hapas She'ipsha. It came up somehow once in our conversation. I forgot exactly how it came up. I just don't remember right now. Hapas She'ipsha is a bread which became moldy and spoiled. The other Gemara says later on, I'm Hamid Beis, which we'll get to later. V'nisla milechel la'odam v'akelav yochel la'okla. That's still edible by a dog. Nisrepes imatmeh v'pesach. You have the burden on Pesach. The implication is that nisla la'chilas kelav. You must have read these small little books that you read and you got in the mail, you know, the pamphlets, you know, it's not fit for you by a dog. So what's this dog story? We're talking about nisla la'chilas kelav. The answer is like this, Rebbe Osai. If one pas, we'll get to the details later. If something was once edible completely, pas, it was a delicious roll, so left it in a place for 2 years, so now it began to start to spoil. Right, it came a long way in spoiling. Now it's not edible even to a dog, then it's mutter. Nifso mechilas kelev, you know, at one point was chametz, if now it's no longer chametz, then it's going to be considered to be mutter. However, if it never was edible at all to a human being, never, ever, 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 then even though it may be edible to a dog, so then Rashi says that's not considered chametz gomer. What is it considered to Rashi? Chametz nuksha. Nuksha means ra. Never edible to human beings.
As chametz, or it's never edible before it was ever mixed? Wheat is edible.
Once
it becomes chametz,
it's
not edible.
Right. It was never edible chametz. Right. Okay. This is, again, we'll discuss this later. I just wanted to just bring it to your attention what the word enemar l'chilu means. Is what Rashi says. Ra enemar l'chilu. However, Rabosai, Rabbeinu Chananel, again, does not seem to say that way. Rabbeinu Chananel says as follows. It's on the fifth wide line. It says, Shamin al Rabbi Meir, the Omer Nuksha Beinei Belav, Pirish Nuksha, what's Nuksha mean? She'eino Chometz Gomur. Didn't say what about it being inedible. It's not complete chametz. You know, chametz is some kind, is a kind of a, oh, he's here. Chametz is a process, a leavening process. A leavening process has certain, undoubtedly a certain biochemical properties. And now we mentioned the discussion in the second parak of Yochanan ben Nuri and the Chacham talk about rice. You take rice and water and you make it and you mix it. What is it? Is that called chametz? Is Yochanan ben Nuri's opinion? Is that called what? Sircho. We pass it. Sircho means whatever it means, it's not called chametz. And the Rishami seems to say that they did an experiment, and they looked at it, and they examined it, they brought it to the biochemists of the day, and they had a machlokus about it too. What is it? Is it chametz or is it sircha? Anyway, but Rabbeinu Chananel nowhere mentions the idea of any royal achila in this context. You get the impression from him that it's really royal achila. The only thing is that it's not, therefore, you get the impression that according to Rabbeinu Chananel, if I have chametz, which is inedible, if you have Rabbeinu Chananel, it has nothing to do with chametz nuksha. It's a different category. Say in a royal achila sotah, maybe it's the way we chayev kares, maybe we have the gomer. But this new category of chametz nuksha, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, has nothing to do. Right over here. But the Yerushalmi says that the definition of chametz nuksha is a chimutz she'ein chimutzam chimutz borur. Right? The Yerushalmi. I think somebody says a rough quote here. Somebody quotes it. Somebody quotes Yerushalmi. Ain chimutz, look at the Yafei Anayim. You can hear he's the man of Yerushalmi. That's the expression, Ain chimutz and chimutz borer.
What's the difference between that
and chametz gomer? Apparently, probably means like Rabbeinu Chananel said.
One second.
don't see it offhand. When ain't chimutz mechimut bashan, ain't chimutz mechimut boro.
What's the difference between that
and chimutz boro? Those are probably means like Rabbeinu Chananel said. Don't see it offhand. When ain't chimutz mechimut boro. Passes what it means is, it's not chimutz gomer. I mean, the chimutz process was interrupted. It never became full-fledged comments. I don't see the lashon. Someone quotes it here. Right now, it escapes. That's the lashon of Yerushalm. If that's the case, Rabbi Osai, chimutz gomer, which is ein ara l'achila for some other reason, right? For some other reason, could be, would be, maybe. It would be Bakaris. Maybe it would be Het Dagar, but it wouldn't be Chametz Nukshe. Oh. So now I both have a question. It's a very serious question. Is it conceivable that there are two separate and distinct definitions of Chametz Nukshe? Or must we attempt to find a unifying principle? There's one type of Chametz Nukshe, which may have different subdivisions. So my way of thinking always has taught me that if we should try, if we can, to find a unifying principle. There's one pshat in Chametz Nukshe. Not according to every Rishon, of course. There could be a fundamental dispute about it. So what I'm trying to do is to establish, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, the definition of Chametz Nukshe is Ein Ochimutz Gomer. Fine. And according to Rashi, you will see, I'm going to try to establish that it may depend upon a Machlokas HaTanoim. But at first glance, Rashi disagrees with the Rachan, saying, definition of Chametz Nukshe is what? Ein ara l'achil. Oh. Let's go further in analyzing Rashi. The Rashi is very difficult. Let's take Siyur. What does Siyur mean? So Rashi starts off with the first line. Siyur is Rashi Shalom Eschaim, it's called Tzarka. So wait a minute. The first Rashi right away seems to give up and say I'm wrong. Because Rashi said, Minei Obey, two lines apart. Rashi said before at the end of the Divrei Maslamah, Avon Nukshe, who they in a royal achila. That's the definition of Nukshe. And two lines then it says, Rashi, Siyur, Shlo Echim, Nisham, it's called Tzarko. Something else in the Rabbeinu Chananel's definition. Oh, that's clear. Siyur is Chametz Nukshe. That's for sure. Siyur is an incomplete chimas, which is Chametz Nukshe. The question is, what does that mean according to Shitas Rashi? So, of course, look weiter in Rashi is the amazing part. Rashi starts with the remarks of Seir by saying what? Shalom Nishame, it's called Tzarko, and describing what Seir is. Then he goes into the whole discussion. Did we read this Rashi yesterday? I don't think so, did we? Remind me, did we read this Rashi yesterday? Hello? Who was here yesterday? Anybody? Did we read this Rashi yesterday? Yes or no? Yes, we started reading the Rashi. Let's read it again. Kenar B'chad. Seir pligi b'mas nisin, mem chesem in beis. Rabbi Meir Kori Sir Eshech Sifu Ponov. Remember stage one. Vzel Tchilas Chimut. Rabbi Yudha Avi Sir Sheizchil Lissadek. First talk and talk and kind of Chagov. Stage two. Echad Lekayim Echad Lekayim. Eshech Sifu Ponov Rabbi Yudha Mati. Remember? Stage one. Rabbi Meir Kind of Chagov Chametz Gomer. Stage two. And stage three is the Choladeh is Chametz Gomer. That's what we saw in this Arbu Stok of Zebazeh. We called it Harbeit Stok and we called it on the chart yesterday. V'achach Rikama. Seer Yisarev, the Asher Ba'ano. Seer Rabbi Meir, Hichsif upon of Yisarev, Rabbi Meir. Seer Rabbi Yehuda, Yisarev, Rabbi Yehuda. Sefer, the Katani, Venos, Lefne Kalbo, what does that mean? Aliba, the Rabbi Yehuda, Kamale. Actually, we stopped, we had to go back to the Gemara first. Kamale. Kamale. Vasir, Rabbi Meir, Koy. Yavada, this is Rabbi Meir, Seer, which is called Rabbi Yehuda, Matzah Gemara, of course, he can give to the door. Havana. Via Ochlo, via Arboim. Who says that? Asan Rabbi Meir. Kloma, Rabbi Meir, Ha Ochlo, Sir Zesh, Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Bano. It's Sophicus Arboim. Alma Shamina, Rabbi Meir. This late Kodame Hani Tarti, the Mastisin, the Kaamar, Nukshe Be'enei, Velav. But Rabbi Meir is one who says, it's Arboim, 40 lashes, Malchus. for some of the witzi which called them as chametz nuksha. Kigon seer the nukshu. Add Rashi the three magic words over here again. What are the three magic words? No. Ben aror lachila why? Hol vech mitzas v'lo gomar. So didn't complete the chametz process. If it's ain't aror lachila. And he adds incidentally, ulahach mitzisus acheres kisaor nami lochadi. Don't confuse the two words. The saor and the seer. Saor is a pasuk in chumash. You read it on the Pesach. Right? The word Tzor is found, Tzor lay must be vatechen. What is Tzor? We said yesterday. Tzor is not yeast. I mean, we call it yeast. It's Zoyerteg, what the Mishnah Berurah called. Sourdough. I mean, it's dough which has left a long time, which has an enzyme. Wow. Which can, is that the right word? Which can cause the leavening process. I can't say anything without checking. That causes the leavening process. That's what the sourdough has. That's called Tzor. That's an Issa Gama. By the way, we'll discuss later, this Tzor must it be edible. Pasha, you wouldn't want to eat that sourdough. So the question is, it has to be edible. Is it enough? Are you over if it's edible to humans? Are you even over if it's edible to dogs? Is a Rambam? Is a Raiva? We'll get to all that later on, but not up to that yet. Just giving you some coming attractions. So the seer, though, is not Tzor. Because it's not Roy Lechach Matisse Zacharias. Okay? Period. So here Rashi threw in a real mystery. He says, what? Come on. He says, seer. And he starts off by saying, what is seer? Shalom is time it's called Sarko, the first four words. And then it turns out later on, he say, what does it mean? What? Ein aror l'achila, why? Lo gomar chibutzo. So what is it? What is it going to Rashi? Pastira. Is it an incomplete chimutz? The chimutz process was cut off in the middle. Is that the var? Oh no, a different vowel completely. It's Ein Aror L'Achila. Which one is it? That's the question. So at first glance, we would say, our first reaction is no. There's only one din of seer and one din of chametz nuksha according to Rashi. It could be summarized in two letters. Resh, Ayin, Ra. That's the definition. And all the descriptions that Rashi introduces of lo hechmetz kol tzarko are not independent reasons why it's chametz nuksha. No, not at all. The real definition of nuksha is ra, ein aror l'achila. It just so happens that chametz, which is not this chametz kol tzarko, it happens to be in that category of ein aror l'achila. So then according to Rashi we are suggesting, there's only one category of chametz nuksha, ein aror l'achila. And it fits in so beautifully with our Mishnah. What did our Mishnah say? What are the examples that are given in our Mishnah of Nuksha? What are they again? No? Zoman shall taboyim, amelan shall tabochim, v'kolan shall sofrim. I don't know what else is common to these two. But one thing I'll tell you. Tein aror l'achila. Now, so we can therefore assume, perhaps, that she's pishitas Rashi, maybe they would even be made from chimetz goma. Whatever leavening process occurred in these three items may have been a complete leavening. Just to give an example of today's world, to make it more contemporary. Alcohol. No, alcohol is a chametz gomer. It's kind of, why I understand it, I have a chemist here. Why I understand it, alcohol is made from chametz gomer. I mean, you take grain, you mix it with water, and it actually can become complete chametz, and it's distilled, etc., etc. And according to most poskim, they view schnapps and alcohol made from grain as chametz dogon gomer. The Elder Zayna disagrees. Tnei Yeshua, the famous Tshuva, Chodosh, as a matter of fact, where he talks about it, distilled, and Talmud Rabbanan, Zayna Ba'alma. So get back on the Chodosh, maybe we'll get to talk about it a little bit later. But because the Rav Poskim, it's a Hadith, it's Chomet, Dog, and Gomer. So you mix alcohol and you throw it into these products. What are they providing these products? Items that you use for painters. I don't know, nail polish has alcohol, I don't know what. Ink, whatever these things. So Kubit, the chimetz process was a complete process. And if you have the alcohol straight, maybe mix it a little bit flavoring, it would be delicious. It would sell for $25 a bottle, and it would be called whiskey. And it's a chimetz gomer. Only if you took it now, got it somehow, it was... the same chimetz process was put at the very beginning, together with other ingredients. By the time it became chametz, yuck. It already had been mixed in, it already had been made in a different way, with ink, with paint. So it became completely inedible. So it's not a shortcoming within the chimetz process, the leavening process. The process could be complete, but it's inedible. That's the vart according to Rashi. So what Rashi keeps saying over here, seer shon tzchametz kol sogel, doesn't mean that that's the reason why it's not considered to be chametz gomer. No. The reason it's not chametz gomer is anyroh l'achilah. And whenever Rashi throws in an expression, it's chametz kol sogel, just descriptive. As Rashi at the end says, Ein aroh l'achilah hol v'echmes tzas on gomer v'echmes v'lo gomer. That's just the reason, just a hechetimtza background. The fact that it's lo echmes, that hol v'echmes v'lo gomer. That's just the reason for it. But the bottom line, the determining factor is what he says the line before, namely, Ein aroh l'achilah. But that's the case, the fundamental dispute with Rashi ben Hanano. What's nukshe? According to Rashi, nukshe is ra. Ein aroh l'achilah. When he says on the schamas kol tzarko, it's just to explain why it's ein aroh l'achilah. And there could be other ein aroh l'achilah. In our Mishnah, for example, maybe even with a chibas gomer, but ein aroh l'achilah because of different reasons. Whereas Rabbi Nachmanado, the pashim shot is, no, it doesn't say anything about ein aroh l'achilah. It defines chametz nukshe as being what? Ein aroh chametz gomer. So if that's the case of shot, and now the cases of the examples of our Mishnah, we have to assume it's the same thing. That it's ein aroh chametz gomer. That's the way it was made. That's the pashim shot. What I thought. But then Rabbi Osai had a second thought that this whole shtickel Torah is completely impossible. It's based on a Rashi back in the Lamed Vav and Vav. You know the Rashi. We learned the Parishas. We spent a lot of time on it. Let's review briefly. Lamed Vav and Vav says Rashi. A Loshin Esau Isa. Shel Matzos. 10th. Shel matzos, thank you though. V'yayin v'shemen u'dvash v'shekrovo m'maheres l'achmetz. It can become chometz very quickly. And then it says further. It says, mei peres ein machmitzim. So Rashi asks the question, I ain't mei peres ein machmitzim, so how can I fail v'yayin v'maher l'achmetz? It's Rashi, it's not a problem. The EU ain't chayov and al chimutz akoris koma. Lo havi chometz gomor. But what is it rather? Elo chometz nukshe havi. So if it mixes with may pay with chometz nukshe, kaloma ra, the same term. The also chimutz and the narav la achmetz v'yashol ha-shom. So Rashi says. Gentlemen, is it possible to assume that all egg mass is inedible? They're selling millions of dollars of egg mass all over the place. You're going to tell me that it's inedible? It's obviously not inedible. You see, chlor, without a doubt, this rashi on Roman Aleph, that there could be a case of chomet nukshe, which is evidently edible, which sells for more than regular matter. So how can I have this physical terror, what I call the unifying principle? There's only one dish of chomet nukshe. Either quantum and a banana, it's an incomplete process of chim. Or according to Rashi, I'm going to take a shot, what? Ein aroi, l'achila, no! But open the Rashi against me, now Father Zohar and Aleph, he said, what? So what is Chometz Nukshe? No, it's a delicious product, egg mass, it's Chometz Nukshe. Called it Ra, but obviously Ra doesn't mean, according to what we're saying now, doesn't mean that the product is bad tasting. What it means is it's a weak, chimus process. It's chimus Ra, and Ra doesn't mean bad. Bad tasting. Rabbi poor. It's a poor product. You go into the lab sometimes, you try to make some kind of a product. It comes out poor. It'll be delicious. But this doesn't fit the bill. It doesn't qualify what we call chametz gomer. That's what it's the implication of the Rashi Lamed Vav. No. So now I'm stuck back where I started, but I didn't want to be. Remember I said it before? Two definitions of chametz nukshe bother me a little bit. Like unifying principles. Here we have, there is the face. The Rashi says in one place, here on a men gimel of an aleph. Twice, right? The Rashi says twice? Twice Rashi says the what? What's chametz nukshe? Ein aroi la. and a rod of akiva. And Rashi back in the Plama Rabba Ben Adam says, no, chametz nukshe is going to be delicious. May peiris, delicious. So what does it mean? Nukshe, apparently it's not a really, it's not complete chametz process. So there goes my whole shit. Not so fair. Let's approach it very slowly. The Fiyani is Daiti. We can say Chana Rashi, that it all depends on a fundamental, critical, pivotal issue, which is there Malchus on Chametz Nukshe, or is there no Malchus on Chametz Nukshe? If there's Malchus on Chametz Nukshe, that means Chametz Nukshe is Chametz, regular Chametz. Nope, it's regular chametz. So the question is, why should I analyze before seeing the text inside? Is there not a chametz nukshe? Well, can you tell or can you not tell? Back to our Gemara, I'm giving them an aleph. What the Gemara say? Quote Rabbi Meir. Let's use names now, be specific. Quote Rabbi Meir. Is there malchus or there no malchus on chametz nukshe? What do you say? Definitely yes, that's the whole sugya, yes. According to Rabbi Yehuda, is there Malchus on Chametz Nukshe? The implication is no. We saw the Farish in the Mishnah. Seer what? Yisorei v'ochel of Potter. Potter means Potter from Kares. But presumably there's no Malchus too. And the Gemara Chulin says the Farish. It's just about the Farish. That's why I put you on the Ma'am HaKamas. That's Gemara, that's the critical Gemara. Chov Gimel Amad Beis. Gemara says, "Boy, Rabbi Zera, Omar Re'alai Lach Me Todim in a Chometz or in a Matzah." A person says, "Well, I'm going to bring Lach Me Todim either Chometz or Matzah. Lach Me Todim, we know some of them are Chometz, some of them are Matzah. Behavi Siur, he brought Siur. Now, Siur the Mat, who Siur? He Siur Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Matzah Malias. No problem." Either Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, Chametz, again, no problem. That's how I pay something, so you can be yotzi either way. Either Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir, Midalaki Alei, Chametz, here it is. So if you get Malchus, it's considered to be what? Chametz. Elder Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, my. What do you mean, my? Should we say what? What does Rabbi Yehuda say? Siri, Sarva, or Potter? Potter implies not only Potter from Kars, but even Potter from Malchus. Only the Rebbe Meir is lucky Yolet. If it is not lucky Yolet, why? Why is it no Malchus? Should we say, Sveika Havya, Vinafik Mimanashach? Rabbi Yudah said, I'm not sure what it is. See, it's Potter. Potter means Potter means Safek. It's Astra Safek, Rashi says. We don't know what it is. We're not sure if it's Chometz or is it Matzah. It has to be one or the other. I mean, there's a line, there's a border somewhere. If you're on one side of the border, you're Chometz. You're on one side of the border, you're Matzah. I'm just not sure which side of the border it is. It's too close to call. So you can't give a guy Malchus. Why not? Because it's suffix. Suffix Malchus Lachel. But if that's the case, if I offer Seer to the Beit HaMikdash, and my nether was to bring you the Chometz or Matzah, so Manashem it's good. If it's on the Chometz side of the border, it's okay. If it's on the Matzah side of the border, it's okay. I can't lose. Is that the shot? Oh, here's the levitic possibility. Dilma what? Barrio. Velona, what is a barrier? What do you mean barrier? What kind of lashon is that barrier? Barrier bifnei atzmo. A separate category. Neither here nor there. Neither here nor there. That's right. The whole sugya in Chul, if you know the sugya, it talks about something which are fall between the cracks, in between the categories. Not much. That's exactly what the whole thing talks about. The whole sugya. At the end of the first Prat and Kulin, talks about something, it talks about a Torah and B'nai Yonah, and in between. I think Rashi Nechumash even quotes this part, if I'm not mistaken, somewhere. Neither Torah nor B'nai Yonah. This week's Pasha? Yeah, could be. Look it up. I don't know if it's Rashi, I think Nechumash somewhere talks about that. Maybe it's the we have to bring the Torah B'nai Yonah later on by the Karbonis, that's what I thought it was. Maybe next week's Pasha, again. Yeah? Next week's Pasha. I don't know, wherever there's a Rashi and Chumash, I think talks about this. There also, He talks about as follows. Ayil and Keves. And he brings a palgus. What's a palgus? Neither here nor there. Keves ben Shana, the first year. Ayil after 13 months. In the 13th month, it's called a palgus. What's palgus? Is a palgus, well, if either Keves or not, we're just not sure. Or is it a new Bria b'fnei atzma? We don't know, is it some new category? New category. New category. Same thing over here when it comes to Torah b'nei Yonah. It's called about Tchilas Atziv. It's in between. Do we say it's Sveika Havi or Beri Havi? That's how the sugar begins in Chavez and Midbeis. And he gives other examples. We're not sure if it's a Torah or a b'nei Yonah. Right? Which is the different levels. Do we say it's Yosef Manashoch or maybe not? Same thing over here with Kevus or Ayil. And the same thing over here, Chometz and Matzah. Exactly the same thing. B'nei Yonah, the same Shiloh. So now Rabotai, according to Abuda, there's no Malchus. Now if, listen very carefully, if it's just a question of Sofek, it's not exciting. I mean, you know, all pre-existing categories. Sofek, all right, so we don't get Malchus, but then there's nothing really new to analyze so much. The analysis begins if it's a barrier. If it's a barrier or a bria, however you want to pronounce it, something new, brand new category. Neither here nor there. Then what halachic status does that have? So it seems to me like this. So, if you hold the Firashi, that you get Malchus and Chometz Nuksha, which is Rabbi Meir's opinion, then Rashi says clear, without a doubt, that the definition of Chometz Nuksha is Ein Aroah L'Achil. Shut. Ein Aroah L'Achil. Said it once, twice, three times. Rashi in our daf, and then Gimel and Aleph keeps talking according to Rabbi Meir. The Rabbi Meir is a kind of a Mishnah Gemara suggests. Chometz Nukshin is Bala. So then Rashi says, Enirol Achilim, is it really is Chometz? The reason why there's no Korex, because Enirol Achilim. It's a Gemara with Ashton from Sukkim. But you do get Malchus, why? Because it really is Chometz. There's no question, it's Chometz. So look carefully in Rashi over here in Chul and Chometz Gimel and Bay. Rashi says, Chometzu. The Af al Gav says, because you get Malchus, called Rabbi Meir. The Af al Gav, the Koreis lo Mechayev. Mishim the Lav Chometz Aror Lachilu. You Chometz Nukshim Ikrimid Lekom Mechayev Alei Malchus. This is a clear Rashi. It's again a quote of Rabbi Meir. Rashi saying Aror Lachilu. So three Rashi. Two in Sukkim and Gimel, and one in Chul and Chav Gimel, which say it in Aroah L'Achilo, all going according to Bimeir. Well, this is considered Chometz. You get Malchus on it. Fine. So Rashi himself, when he starts talking about Siyur on the top of the Sugya and Chav Gimel and Chul and says Siyur, Sheyata Michlal Mata. Ulechlal Chometz lo bo. This Rashi is the opener to the Gemara Shaila. Borav Zera, Ha'omar Ela Lachmei told them in a Chometz and a Matzah ve'evi Seir. So Rashi knows what Seir is. Laniya Zaiti. Rashi, of course, being the Master Rebbe, is looking ahead. The Gemara defies according to whom? Rabbi Yehuda. So he said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Yotze Michlal Matzah, Michlal Chometz Lobo. Either why, because we're ignorant, we don't know where to draw the line, that's Tzveiku, or Lomdus, we know exactly where to draw the line. There are two lines, you draw two lines. Is that, what do you call today? The militarized zone, a no man's land? That's exactly where you draw the line, how the border's drawn. Some borders are like that, right? One side is Matzah, one side is Chometz, and it's a DMZ, which we call Seir, in between, no man's land. Well, I said, if that's the case, in the middle, you wouldn't be Yotze Chometz, you wouldn't be Yotze Matzah, you'd be Yotze neither. If you took a nether of Chalak to be Lach Meitot. Then it's not doing any Roel Achila. If that's the case, I have an interesting idea, which is to me a bit radical. at the Rashi of Lamed Vavam and Aleph, who talks about May Paris and Machmitzin, at these May Paris are the halachic category of what? Status of what? Chometz Nukshe. Perhaps one could suggest that the Rashi is going on according to Abiyud. According to Abiyud? That whole sugya May Paris think Chometz Nukshe is according to Abiyud. Abiyud is the one who paskin that the definition of Chometz Nukshe is an incomplete chimitz, and it's called a barrier. Let's go on to one side of the Gemara. We'll see soon another Gemara which seems to favor that side of the Shaila. So it's a barrier. So just like Seir is a barrier, so to May Paris is a barrier. It's a new category. The new category, the Torah is Mechadish, a new category called a barrier. If you'll fake who, you can't say the Torah is Mechadish, it's a new category. The Torah is not fake. It's like one of the expressions you place is, Chiyika Sveika Klap Ishmaya, is a Kodesh Baruch who have a Sufik. He has no Sveikas. So we don't know where to draw the line. It's hard to imagine a Kodesh Baruch already put in such a category, into the Torah HaKadosh. Maybe, yeah, but the Pashka not that way. Ben HaShmosh is the question. These kinds of questions. But if it's a barrier, then there's a new category, which is a new halachic status with the rice. Yeah. If that's the case, it seems to me, it is again, I don't know, radical, that according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, it's possible that the examples in our Mishnah, what does our Mishnah contain? What example? It has what? Zolman shal Tavoyim and Amelan shal Tabachim and Kolan shal Sokim. Maybe they don't have a status of Chometz Nukshe. Because Chometz Nukshe, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is not Ein Arad Achila. Chometz Nukshe is what? Chometz Nukshe is what? Barrier. So what is the halachic status in the case of our Mishnah? Well, either you could say it's Chayav Kores, or more likely you would say, what? Not called Macholas HaSuras at all, it's Ein Arad Achila. So according to Rabbi Meir, that's the definition of Nukshe, is Ein Arad Achila. So you get Malchus on it. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, I'm suggesting now, with Ein Arad Achila, you would not get Malchus. So we don't find anywhere, according to him, that there's a new Din by Chometz. Chometz is judged by the same criteria as other Macholas HaSuras. You look at the end of our sugiyah, Mem Dalet Amud Beis. Just for a second, look inside. Mem Dalet Amud Beis. But the Gemara just quotes a line. But the Gemara said, "Call towards the bottom. Call Nosin Tam Lefkam Mutter the Gamrina Minavela." And Rashi says, medium-sized line towards the end, the Gamrina Minavela, the Sivlo Sokul Kol Nevela La Gera Shebisharecha Tnena Vachola, Dvar Vidalit, Haruya La Gera Kriya Nevela, Shenaruya La Gera Kriya Nevela. It's not Kriya Nevela, it's not called Chometz either. So therefore, in the case of our Mishnah, of Chometz Shenaruya La Chila, then according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can argue it's Het Nagamer. It's a rice anyway. Wouldn't you say it's a lav? No, it's mutter. And perhaps in our Gemara it says over here in the Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, back to Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, but the Gemara makes a statement towards the very end. Gemara says Shmamin Anuksha the Rabbi Lezer Lesle, two lines beneath the quotation Shmos Yudbeis Kikolochom comes two lines out from that little circle. Shmamin Anuksha the Rabbi Lezer Lesle. What does that mean? So one might have said, I mean, he denies the entire existence of the principle called Chometz Nukshe. That's a simple way of reading the Gemara. The way I'm saying, maybe not. Maybe Rabbi Lezer agrees to the principle of Chometz Nukshe. He'll agree to the Mishnah of Seir. He'll even agree to the concept of May Paris. Where will he argue? Maybe he only argues in our Mishnah, because our Mishnah might be a different case. A case of what? Of it's maybe a complete, perhaps, a complete Chometz process, but it is Ein Oroi Lachila. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, whose definition of Nukshe is not in a Royal Lachila. Rakeret, even though it's Royal Lachila, it's called Nukshe, such as Seir. It's a different definition completely. And if it's a Chimutz Gomer, and what? And it's ain't a Royal Lachila, then he would say that it's, he doesn't hold from it. It's not in a Royal Lachila. Chimutz Shana Gomer, ain't a Royal Lachila, but it's ain't a Royal Lachila. A different definition. According to Rabbi Yehuda, maybe even Rabbi Lezer, then according to Rabbi Meir. That's what I wanted to suggest. It's a chiddush, what I'm saying, that's a chiddush. Not everyone agrees to what I'm saying now. But I would like to say in defense of what I call the unifying principle theory, only one definition of nukshin. According to the Rach, it's only a chima chain of gomer. According to Rashi, it's a machlok satanoim. According to the mayor, Rashi keeps saying three times, and she says, what? Ain't a royal achila. I asked the kasha, what do we do with their parents? And she said, because there's another tana, tana Rabbi Yehuda, maybe even Rabbi Eliezer, who say, no, a different definition of nukshin. They learn nukshin like the Rach tra. It means ain't no chima gomer. So it could be the machlokas perhaps, the machlokas satanoim, according to Shitas Rashi. So now, the question becomes, what is the din according to Rabbi Yehuda in a case of Beria b'fnei atzma? So the Gemara says, not mem chav gimel beis and mesech lechulin, no respect to lachmei told us, neither here nor there. It's neither chometz nor matzah. And therefore you will not be able to be yotzi if you took such a neder. Well, what's the status on Pesach? I kept asking, what is the din? So we know it is in the Mishnah. Seir Yisarif ha'okla potter. So potter means, what do we say? What? There's no koritz. Shine. Now there's no koritz. But the Gemara in Chav Gimel and Beis implies what? There's no malchus, right? Because the Gemara said, according to Midrash, Rabbi Meir, Midalaki Alei Chometzu. Hello, Rabbi Yehuda, what's it in? So you get the clear impression, according to me, there's no malchus. There's no koritz. There's no malchus. Is it Asur? And if so, is Asur in the Torah? Is Asur in the Rabbanah? And why? That's the question. You know the answer to that question? Not so clear. That's why at the very beginning of the Shia, I told you it's not clear at all. It doesn't tell you. It says Potter Mikaris, there's Mishnah. Gemara says there's no Malchus, Gemara. But beyond that, so what does it mean? Is it Het Gomor? Is it Asur in the Rabbanah? Or is it Asur in the Rai? Without Malchus. Those are the three choices. No? Anyone want to have a pick? What do you think? Asur midaraisa b'li malchus, asur midarabana, and amutza. You don't want to pick one or this, eliminate one? Anybody? What's a simple pshat? What? Asur midarabana, that's a simple pshat. I mean, yeah. There's no malchus. And there's no sveikus. Not a sveikus. We know exactly what it is. It's in the no man's land, called the barrier. And as we know, there's no malchus on it. The fact that there's no malchus would seem to indicate what? What would it indicate? It's not called comments. It's not called comments. There's no malchus. So why should we need to the rice? Pash is the nisim in the rabbana. That it's not mutter, that's pashim shot. See you saw it. It's mutter, wide verdict. Right? So pashim shot is that it's not us. Pashim shot is that the two extreme positions are disqualified. You can't say it's mutter because it's serious sorry. You can't say it's Muslim. You can't say what? Come on. You can't say what? That it's awesome in our Torah. Because there's no Malchus. So if it would be awesome in our Torah, why wouldn't there be Malchus? The Lach Yesh B'mai says all the conditions. So it must be awesome in the Rabbanah. That's the Pashup Shah. Awesome in the Rabbanah. I must tell you, Rabbi Nadavid is a Beferich. And that's not Chesh, awesome in the Rabbanah. Yet we find a gnawing doubt in the Bali Atosas about this point. They're not exactly sure this is true. Let me read you a Tosas. I first read you a Rash. It's easy. Rash is in the Bali Atosas, you know that. And then a Shimshon on the Mishnais. And Mesech the Terumis. Perek Yud Beit. Perek Yud Mishnah Beis, sorry. The Rash the following lashon. Says the Rash like this. He says, Ben Rabbi Meir, Ben Rabbi Yehuda Ostrin. This kind of seer, the perek el over that mem gimel amad aleph. Catch this now. To the chol apochos mid the rabbanon, also Rabbi Yehuda. The asked it, lechol apochos mid the rabbanon. I mean, what does that translate? That lechol apochos mid the rabbanon. At least mid the rabbanon. Maybe what? Maybe the rice. How do you know that it's also at all? Because our parak. That's it. You saw it presumably means also the rabbanon. But maybe they're right. It's implicit in Tosfos here in the Rashi in Masechta Terumah. Tosfos in Menachos spells it out. Nun dalet amar alf. The Tosfos we saw a long time ago. We learned the Sugya made Peres and Machmitzim. They say at the end like this. Says, Rish Lakish tells you over here, Megavla B'mayim, that in order to make the proper ingredients, you mix water into the Meperis. Afal Gav the below Mayim, Nami Avi Chametz Nuksha, maybe? That's Rashi Shita, that's others? No. Itzrich Lishnuye Achim Shin Rabbi Yehuda. Kida Amali El, the seer the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda. Lo chashiv chometz inyan menachas. With respect to the carbon mincha, the Gemara says beferish daf nun gimel amud aleph that seer the rabbi Yehuda is not considered chometz. It's not part of the lav of lo seyof a chometz, which we read about parashat tzav. It's not called chometz. Then he had the final line: the efsher dafilu isura daraisa leko. Maybe kidit na perigel over it. Serious story of the Potter Rabbi Yudin. Epshar. Now, you hear? But they're not sure. This Gemara, the Achronim point out, seemed to go clearly with the Madama, with the one side of Zeru and Shiloh. Zeru and Shiloh, seal the Rabbi Yudin, what is it? Is it burial or is it what? Sveikah. So the fact that the Gemara says clearly and distinctly, without any question, and that's Nun Gimel in Menachos. So what? That Lo Siyapa Chomet. El Asir, that Asir is permissible, well, at least not would not be in the violation of the Yisur of Chometz, which is Lav Daraisa, is the Rabbi Yehuda, can't be, if it's Sveiko, and how could the Gemara say so? The Teretz is given, not my Teretz, not my Chiddush, it's given the Pnei, what? The Helig El Tzedek, the Pnei Yeshua on our Daf here, Mem Gimel Amar Aleph says, should really bring in a Pnei Yeshua, but that's how that really is. He's a beferish. Although Rav Zeira is mesupik in chul and chav gimel, whether it's sveik or a barrier, but in this gemara menachos and gimel, it seems to be resolved that it's barrier. That have been sveik or stuff has come and come. How can you say that it's mutter? There's no lav for sure, and lo siyaf a chometz. The Karenor also is like that, and here in the menachos. And despite the fact we're going with the sukkah barrier, Tosis is simply not sure. If it's a barrier, is it Issa Daraisa or not an Issa Daraisa? And Tos does not resolve the issue. Unresolved the Tos. Could it be Hetta Gomer? Of course, that's a complete impossibility. It's a serious story. But this brings us, I'll just give you a brief introduction to what we're going to discuss with Mr. Shem on Sunday for the next question, which is, does that really prove anything? See you, sorry. The question becomes, what even we saw this yesterday already in Shir? Elu Ovrim. Elu Ovrim seems to go on both, on Nuksha and Tarubis. Leave out Tarubis for the moment. We'll discuss Tarubis next week. But Nuksha, is there a requirement to burn Nuksha or not? So Rashi says yes. Rashi goes as far as to say that what? No. Ve'elu orvin aleihem ba yirov ba yimatze. Right? And that seems to go on both. Tarovis and nukshin is ba yirov ba yimatze. And the Riva, in Tulsa, we saw yesterday, says, he doesn't go into whether it's ba yirov ba yimatze or not, but he certainly holds orvin min aholam. You have to get rid of it. Maybe it's not ba yirov, maybe it's ba yirov, but you have to get rid of it. Rabbi Natan says no. Because these are derived from Kol Machmetes, Lo So Chelu. And if it wouldn't be for a Pasuk, you wouldn't have even included them in Yisra Achila. Umehechi tasted by Rabbi Yimate. V'niru le Rabbi Natan, de'elo oven, pirish ha'ochlin, v'oven ha'anami ala shulchan. the lab and they make on inu have a bayra, then there's no bayra and you can leave it there. There's a question. If Rabbi Natan says in our Mishnah, which includes Chametz Nukshe, you can leave it there, what's the obvious question? See, are you sorry? The Mishnah, the next, the later Mishnah in the parrot. See, are you sorry? What is seer? What is seer? No, what is it? Chametz Nukshe, right? Chametz Nukshe. The Rebbe Natan says what? Chametz Nukshe. You can leave around, just get it off the table. So why does it say in the Mishnah that seer, you sorry? Just say seer. It's over me ala shulchan. What did you say? No, Rabbi Yudas is Yisar. Rabbi Yudas himself is Yisar. That's the question. Many answers are given to that question. But one answer is, Ein Achinam. You don't have to get rid of it. I have to burn it. You don't have to get rid of it. I have to burn it. Well, they'll turn over what else to do with it. What is seer? What is seer? No, what is it? What is seer? Well, they're viewed anyway. What is seer? How do we explain it? What do we explain seer? How do we explain it? Yes, an incomplete chimus. What happens if you just leave it around for another day, two, three, four? What's going to happen? It'll become a chametz gomer. So maybe the pshat and seer yisarif, maybe we'll discuss the problem next week. Maybe pshat and seer yisarif might be, not that you have to get rid of it. When it's nuksha, when it's seer. No, you can leave nuksha around all yontif, no problem. Only one problem in this case. If you won't get rid of it now, what's going to happen? It's going to become chametz gomer. Then you'll be over bayiro. Now there's no bayiro, now there's no chiyuv to get rid of it as such. The only reason for seer yisarif is what? Al shem sovah, that ben seer umar. That's what seer is. I ben seer umar. Al shem sovah. Yes? Exactly. So, who said you have to burn it?
That's the answer. There's
no parents. Seer is not a parents. No. We said before that seer is incomplete comments and may parents incomplete comments. True. But seer is still how we say it in our terminology, in flux. It's still rising. The dough is still having to give it developing more cracks. Before you turn around, the cracks will meet each other. Bingo. Once the grid is established, it's going to really become Chametz Gomer. So you have to burn it now as a preventive measure. So some say, we'll get the details later. And if I'm a May parent whose schema is already completed, it's in the egg matzah box. The result of this might be, if the whole riot is brought by the Rishon.